So Carolina converts its second fourth down already. We've got 14-22 and counting to play in the first half. Deeks, three, Heels, nothing. And first and 10 for Carolina at the Wake 33 between the hash marks. Criswell again under center. Hands off Hampton, running right. He's over the 30-yard line. Stutter steps, cuts back at the 25. Wake Forest can't touch him. He's at the 20. 15 downfield inside the 10 and brought down at the 7-yard line. Devon Patterson was the last one to get to Hampton. How elusive, how big, how strong, how physical is the running back from Clayton?
Nice feet.
On first and goal from the 7, handoff Hampton. Up the middle inside the 5, and he's wrapped up at the 4-yard line. Wayman with the stop for Wake Forest as Hampton continues to punish Wake Forest.
Hey, keep feeding him. That run there seemed like that was a little tired laydown run there. Gave him a chance to get a breath and give it to him again.
Hampton had an even 100 yards on 11 carries in the game's first quarter. That's a cool 9.1 yards per carry. Second down and goal from just inside the 5. Tight formation for the Tar Heels with Criswell under center. Hampton single setback, and they'll give it to him again. Hampton with contact taken down at the line of scrimmage. I think Wake Forest won the battle up front, and Carolina's offensive line couldn't pave a hole for him, and it was Jasheen Davis again blowing things up from defensive end for Wake.
They said, you're running enough. They said, we can bow up a little bit. Offensive line needs to push him off the ball a little bit more. They know what's coming. That makes it a little difficult.
Third and goal from the right hash at the 4-yard line. Carolina with two receivers to the right. One man up top to the left. Johnson, the tight end, goes in motion from right to left as Criswell hustles under center. Hampton, the tailback. Play fake. Criswell pumps. Play opens up. Criswell running left. Criswell extends and dives. Touchdown, Carolina. Touchdown, Jacoby Criswell. Everything went awry except the quarterback who broke down the Demon Deacon defense and scores from 4 yards out. Carolina up 6-3, 12:26 to play before halftime. Dazzling display by Jacoby Criswell.
Nice play. It wasn't there on the right. Tried to throw it over the middle. Realized he had a lane to the left. Showed a little bit of nimbleness and got in the end zone.
For Criswell, that's his third rushing touchdown on the season as Burnett on to attempt the PAT. There's the snap and the spot. The kick is good. And Carolina takes a 7-3 advantage with 12:26 to go in the second quarter. We'll recap the drive when we come back to Chapel Hill from Learfield. Dave Nathan and Nate Brown back here in Chapel Hill. Only night game of the season so far for Carolina as the Tar Heels have just taken a 7-3 advantage on Wake Forest. They 11 plays, all runs, 75 yards. Jacoby Criswell, when protection broke down, he broke out and scored from 4 yards away, and Carolina leads 7-3.
They drove it down the field. I think that's the drive that they needed. Ended up with 6 in the end zone, and I think they're ready. Let's see what they can do now.
That's a good point. After Carolina went 3 and out on their first drive, their last two drives, 23 plays, 137 yards, 7 points out of the deal, and a 4-point advantage as Oseda's got the football placed just right of the left hash and set to boom another one downfield. Claiborne back deep just in front of the goal line to our right. 12:26 to play in the second quarter. And here comes Oseda launching it downfield. Claiborne extends his arms, and that ball goes over the tee in Tar Heels left side for a touchback. Demon Deacon football at the 25. So Wake had some success moving the football on their last drive, having to settle for a field goal. That long mesh, it really does keep the defense at bay.
Yes, it does. Sometimes it'll come back to bite you, though, but they're just trying to check and see where the linebackers are. Safeties are cheating a little bit. Just something for them to look at down the line, because they're definitely going to try to take a shot.
Bachmeier stands in the shotgun. Claiborne to his left. Tight set with three receivers bunched up to the right side. One man down low to the left as Bachmeier sticks it into the belly of Claiborne, pulls it back out, takes a shot downfield, and that pass is caught down the near numbers at the 30-yard line. It's reeled in by Donovan Green, and Green beat two Tar Heels in coverage. But, Nay, there's a penalty marker back near the line of scrimmage, and a big play for the Deeks. is wiped off.
That was the long mesh. And they actually took that shot. You knew that was coming.
Is that the cost of doing business? When you hold the football for that long in the backfield, you're going to take some of those penalties with the offensive line, not really knowing what's going on behind them?
Absolutely. That'll come back to bite you sometime. You sit back there 3-4 seconds, the offensive line says, I know it's gone by now. But that's not the way they do it.
So the ball pushed back to the 20 on first and 15. Bachmeier brings down the high snap, throws, and it's caught between the near hash and the numbers by his tight end, Lodge. He's wrestled down by Power Eccles after a slight gain of 4 yards, second down and 11 coming up from the Wake 24-yard line.
That was really good coverage by Power there. Great catch on the other end.
Claiborne off the right hip of Bachmeier in the backfield. Two receivers either side for the Deacs. Bachmeier brings in the snap. Looked like it might have been a quarterback draw, but protection, it broke down, and the Tar Heels break up field, and Javari Ritzy wraps up Bachmeier, takes him down, and that's back at the 25-yard line. Third down and 10 yards to go for Wake. Noise coming from all around us here in Keenan Stadium on third down and 10 from the Deacs 25-yard line. Bachmeier out of the shotgun. Drifts back, now steps up. Tucks and runs towards the near sideline. Only gets a yard to the 26 before he's ushered out of bounds by Eccles. That's great coverage by Carolina downfield. Bachmeier had nowhere to go.
Great coverage downfield. Defensive line ran a stunt. Clogged up the middle. He took off outside, and it was man-to-man on the outside. Great coverage.
Both teams have really struggled on third down tonight. The Tar Heels 0-4, Wake 1-4, and forced to punt on fourth and eight with inside 11 minutes to go in the first half, trailing 7-3. Ivan Moore in punt formation. Huzzy back deep around the 35. Good snap to Mora. And a good high kick. Huzzy calls for a fair catch at the 26-yard line. And he'll get it. 48-yard punt, nothing on the return, and the Tar Heels get it back with 10:33 to go in the second quarter. Feels like a game with few possessions given the way the Tar Heels like to run the football. We'll explore that and more when we come back. 7-3 Carolina from Learfield.